Good day, all, and welcome to the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. Today is podcast number 26. I'm George Taylor. Well, we took a break last week from this podcast. Hope you had a chance to maybe catch up on some other podcasts you might have missed. I was traveling. I went from Chattanooga, my home base, to Southern California to spend some time with Dayan Studios. Kudos to the staff at Dayan for great accommodations and hospitality, and to PJ for a great class. While I enjoyed my stay in California, I did miss my favorite traveling partner, my wife, and it is always good to make it home, even if home means that my sinuses go amok, and that's exactly what they did within 24 hours. Things are better now, and it's a pleasure to be able to be behind the microphone again. This week, I want to talk about a subject in the spiritual realm. I teach two different Bible classes. I co-teach on a Sunday morning at my home congregation, and I teach a home Bible study on Tuesday nights. This past Sunday and this Tuesday, tonight's study as I record this, I'm going to be teaching on a similar subject, but from two very different segments of the Scriptures. Tonight's class comes from chapter 17 of the story. For those of you familiar with the overview by Randy Frazee of the entire Scriptures, in this chapter, the northern kingdom of Israel has already fallen, and God's patience with the southern kingdom, Judah, has reached its end. Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar put the city of Jerusalem under siege and ultimately captured the city, destroying the temple and all the important buildings. He broke down the walls and carried the people into exile, leaving behind only the poorest of the population to work the fields. In this past Sunday's class at my Bible class in church, I was teaching out of Luke 19. And in that passage, Jesus is riding into Jerusalem. And while the crowd is partying and shouting and praising God, Jesus is weeping over Israel. Luke records Jesus' words in verses 41 through 44 of chapter 19. If you had only recognized this day and everything that was good for you, but now it's too late. In the days ahead, your enemies are going to bring up their heavy artillery and surround you, pressing in from every side. They'll smash you and your babies on the pavement. Not one stone will be left intact. All this because you didn't recognize and welcome God's personal visit. Those words are from The Message. We know from history that Rome put Jerusalem under siege in AD 70, ultimately destroying the city and the temple. In both instances, God wept over the destruction of his people, first through the prophets and secondly through his son. In both instances, God's people failed to recognize him. The prophet Jeremiah, known as the weeping prophet, wrote of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, "Look around. Have you seen anything quite like this? Sail to the western islands and look. Travel to the Kedar wilderness and look. Look closely. Has this ever happened before, that a nation has traded in its gods for gods that aren't even close to gods? But my people have traded my glory for empty god dreams and silly god schemes." So Jeremiah wept as Jerusalem, Israel, gave up God for the idols of the people around them, even as their brothers were carried off by the Assyrians, and God warns them of a similar fate. They ignore the word delivered to them. And Jesus wept, as John commented in his gospel in chapter 12, verses 36 through 40. All these God signs he had given them, and they still didn't get it, still wouldn't trust him. This proves that the prophet Isaiah was right. God, who believed what we preached, who recognized God's arm outstretched and ready to act. First, they wouldn't believe. Then they couldn't. Again, just as Isaiah said, their eyes are blinded, their hearts are hardened, so that they wouldn't see with their eyes and perceive with their hearts and turn to me, God, so I could heal them. Isaiah said these things after he got a glimpse of God's cascading brightness that would pour through the Messiah. On the other hand, a considerable number from the ranks of the leaders did believe, but because of the Pharisees, they didn't come out in the open with it. They were afraid of getting kicked out of the meeting place. When push came to shove, they cared more for human approval than for God's glory. Jesus, God in their presence, was ignored by the leaders, although John says that many did believe, but were afraid of letting their belief be known, caring more for the approval of their peers than the approval of God. What is the point? Two instances of Jerusalem being wept over by God, close to the point of destruction. What is the point? As I was teaching the Sunday lesson, I was struck by the fact that the world still hasn't changed that much. We live in a world some 21 centuries after the coming and the resurrection of Christ that in most ways doesn't recognize him. If God was crying over the city of Jerusalem then, he must be crying over the whole world now. What does that mean for you and me? I think that it means that if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you have a responsibility to stand in your place and your time in such a way that the world sees him in you. As a narrator and producer of audiobooks, what I offer affects you, my listener, whether you're a follower of Christ or not. So my witness as an ambassador, a representative of Christ, must be even more pure in this effort. It's important for me to make sure that the books I produce don't tear down God or his people. It's important for me to ensure that the books I produce actively promote the principles of Christ's life on this earth. Even those books that are just for fun must not be destructive to the principles which Christ teaches. I took these principles on at the outset of my business. I may not adhere to them perfectly, but these are the goals I seek to achieve with each production I offer. This has been easier with my association with Helping Hands Press and the cadre of authors in this organization. Thanks, HHP, for upholding God's principles while providing books that are both fun and challenging. What does this mean for you? Specifically, that's for you to answer. And if you'd like to, I'd like to hear your answer. You can respond to me on Facebook, search for Narration by George, and like the page if you haven't already. I'm also on Twitter, that's at Narration by Geo. You can even email me, george@narrationbygeorge.com. Don't forget to check my webpage for great audiobooks which seek to uphold and reinforce the principles of Christ's teaching, narrationbygeorge.com. Well, that's our time for this week, a short podcast this time, a little spiritual thought for your consideration. Join me again next week for the Narration by George podcast. We'll again be new next Wednesday. Have a great Labor Day weekend. God bless.